You know, there's hope ahead for Hawaii's economy, but any meaningful economic recovery is not likely to get underway until probably the middle of next year. That is the latest forecast from the University of Hawaii's economic research organization, UHERO. The group's current report just out this morning, and Executive Director Carl Bonham went through some of the highlights with HBR's News Director Bill Dorman. Bonham started by talking about the economic impact of the furloughs that Governor David Ige announced this week, scheduled to begin on January 1st.
There's no real way to put any kind of positive spin on it. It's a reduction in spending in the local economy that unfortunately will act to slow the economy further. You know, that's really the reason that it's so important for the federal government to step up, to act, and to support states. There was a huge amount of research on the effects of the recovery money that was spent after the Great Recession and how that impacted the overall U.S. economy and states' economies. And one of the things that we learned, and I think there's a broad consensus on this, is that the federal government withdrew support, stopped spending money too early, and the states, because of the budget crises that they all faced, cut their spending right as the overall economy was beginning to sort of dig its way out of the Great Recession. And the cuts in state spending prolonged the Great Recession by years. And, you know, that's likely to happen again unless the federal government can provide enough resources for states to keep from cutting public education, to keep from cutting, you know, important public services. And there's a, you know, there is a knock-on effect, a multiplier effect from those lost dollars. You know, every dollar that gets cut out of the state budget is likely to lead to well more than a dollar. We talked about an estimate that was consistent with our models of about $1.50 in lost overall economic activity.
When you look at timing of an agreement in Washington for increased financial aid that does include the states, how much time do we have in Hawaii in terms of cushioning a relative impact?
I mean, the bottom line is that earlier is dramatically better. You know, if we have to wait 6-8 months, which, you know, is completely plausible given the behavior of Congress, you know, if we have to wait until a new administration gets going and bills get introduced and then we can't come to agreement and it drags on, that's definitely worse. Particularly as, you know, in our forecast, we envision that there's really kind of a pause button that's been hit on our recovery because of the winter wave. You know, whatever the number is, there's obviously an enormous wave of cases nationally that, combined with, you know, policy choices we make here about public health, that are likely to slow the Hawaii recovery. And nationally, you know, there's talk, many economists are talking about a double dip for the U.S. because of that new surge in cases. And so public health is obviously paramount right now, and it's not clear that states have the resources to even distribute the vaccine in a timely fashion.
And you do say in your forecast, meaningful economic recovery delayed until the middle of next year. How much of a change, and I know it's early on with developments with the vaccine, but how more optimistic is your view with that as part of being in play?
It didn't change our forecast dramatically because in our last forecast, and I think even the one before that, you know, we were sort of operating under the assumption that we would have a vaccine in 2021 and that it would become widely available by the second half of 2021. What the news about the vaccine has done is it has increased our confidence in that. Because of the uncertainty that we're dealing with, and because COVID basically broke everything, it's like the theme song to this pandemic is Bob Dylan's Everything is Broken. And from unemployment benefits to, you just take your pick, schools, and it also breaks forecasting models because everything depends on the virus, depends on public policy, it depends on public health. And so what we're doing is all that uncertainty, we're making assumptions and saying, look, here's a story for a plausible recovery path for tourism. And here's a story for what we think may happen in terms of federal stimulus and in terms of furloughs. So we put the furlough scenario in our pessimistic or our low scenario. We didn't put it into the baseline. Obviously, that was a mistake. Those scenarios, we did raise them for the visitor recovery, probably between 5 and 10 percentage points in terms of recovery by the fourth quarter of next year. But we also delayed the start of that recovery in the first quarter of the year because of what's happening with the virus.
Just briefly, in terms of unemployment, you make the point that state unemployment rate has receded nearly 10 percentage points from its May high, but it's still more than twice the national average. And that carries lingering economic impact, of course.
Yeah, and it's really even expected to be worse than that, because that's the headline unemployment rate. Our forecast for 2021 of a headline unemployment rate of 9% suggests the broad unemployment rate is likely to be much, much higher than that. And the broad unemployment rate counts really people who are unable to find full-time work or have given up looking. And, if you look back at the Great Recession, the broad unemployment rate didn't peak until 2010. In 2010, the headline unemployment rate was 7%, and the broad unemployment rate was over 10. So I won't be surprised if broadest unemployment rate measure is very high. I mean, right now it's at 16%, which is almost as high as its peak in 2010 in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, it's not going to surprise me if we see that up in the 17, 18, 19% range well into 2021 and maybe even 2022. So people are going to be struggling for a long time. That extremely high unemployment rate and relative to the national unemployment rate and the job opportunities in other parts of the country will likely contribute to outflow of population. In other words, people will leave to find work elsewhere. And, there's a lot of talk about people coming here to work remotely. That's definitely a possibility. There's some evidence of that. There's some, actually, I'd say growing evidence of that. But at the same time, there's Kama'aina. There are neighbors who are, thinking about moving somewhere where they can find work more quickly.
Jobs, just one part of the complicated and still developing economic situation. Thank you, Carl. Carl Bonham is the executive director of UHERO, the University of Hawaii Economic Research Organization. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Bill. Aloha.